From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The California Nurses Association is calling attention to what they say is a case of Providence St. Joseph Hospital Eureka using patient restraints excessively following layoffs that happened earlier this year. The association filed a complaint with the California Department of Public Health. The group also says the hospital should return to using constant care assistants or patient sitters, which would alleviate the need of those excessive restraints. The DPH announced this week that merit was found in a complaint and a citation requiring a written plan of corrections been issued against the hospital. The hospital has issued a statement on the matter, reading, "It's important to note this was a single incident involving a patient with behavioral health needs, and we have yet to receive a report from CDPH detailing their findings. We do not agree with CNA's statement indicating a sitter would have been the solution in this case." $185,000, that's how much the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office says a resident was scammed out of in a Social Security Administration scam targeting local residents. According to a report, a female victim contacted by someone claiming to be with the Social Security Administration, and the words Social Security Office appeared on the victim's caller ID. The scammer telling the victim they were going to cancel her Social Security benefits due to a law enforcement investigation involving her. The scammer telling the victim that no law enforcement action will be taken against her if she mailed them cash immediately. The scammer instructed the victim to wrap cash in a foil package, wrap it up, and then address it to locations in Illinois. The woman sent about $185,000. Well, a tiny pocket of air in his submerged vehicle helped a man survive for 5 hours until help arrived. His vehicle crashed in the Klamath River. He was rescued early Wednesday. Police were called to State Route 96 west of State Route 263. They found the car on its roof in the water, almost fully submerged. Inside was 28-year-old Michael Finn, who was found alive when the car was pulled out of the water. He was then taken to the hospital, treated for exposure. There's no word on what led to the crash. An arrest made in a dumpster fire Tuesday night in Eureka happened on 3rd Street, just east of Commercial Street. As part of the investigation, businesses in the area were contacted and surveillance footage was reviewed. A possible suspect quickly developed, and at about 11:30 that night, a subject matching the suspect's description was located at 4th and N Streets. Subject identified as 36-year-old Paul Aguilar, held on $55,000 bail. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.